Welcome to your Nadi Bindu and womb chakra activation. The term Nadi Bindu comes from the Hindu traditions, and the teaching of this as the central point of the holy womb chakra came through Sri Kaleshwar from ancient writings from India. We do this activation with reverence for all creation, and especially the divine feminine, the great mother, and the womb chakra of all creation. We intend this activation to support the higher, deeper, and greater good of all. Honoring the womb chakra in which you were seated and grew is helpful. Honor your birth mother no matter what your relationship is or was with her. In her womb, you were connected with the womb chakra of all creation. For women, understand and hold the intention that in activating your womb chakra, you are connecting with the divine feminine essence of creation and with the womb chakra of the universes. For men, hold the intention that you are deeply honoring the divine feminine within yourself and in all of nature and in all of creation. Honor your birth mother's womb and honor another woman you greatly respect on all levels. This will help you access the womb chakra of all creation. Now, let's find the Nadi Bindu point. Put an index finger on your navel and then slowly move it down until you feel it get grabbed or feel it want to stop. This will be around an inch to an inch and a half below your navel only, no lower. Once you find your Nadi Bindu, hold your finger there as we begin. Now, this is a movable point, so it may not always be in exactly the same place for you. That's why I ask you to just find where it is. So tomorrow it might be in a slightly different spot, okay? So holding your finger on your Nadi Bindu where it is today, see a seed of light begin to grow in the center of your body behind your finger. I see the womb chakra color as a bright, deep magenta. However, you may choose another color that resonates for you, but no brown, black, or gray, though. Something in the jewel tones. Now see the seed of light in the color of your choice begin to grow and take the form of a 14-point star. Don't worry if the image of this doesn't come clearly to you. Just hold the awareness of a 14-point star as the sacred geometry of the Nadi Bindu. See the star in your color of choice continue to grow to fill the entire lower abdomen. Now see the star connect with your heart. See one of those points of light, connect with your heart. Bring the energy of love into your Nadi Bindu from your heart. Now see a point of light of the star move down to connect with earth below your feet, your earth chakras and energy centers in earth. And now bring the energy of earth into your Nadi Bindu. Now see the light of the star connect with your third eye and brain and bring the energy of your higher and deeper mind into your Nadi Bindu and of your inner sight. See the light of the womb star now connecting to your chakras above your head, especially the eighth divine self chakra, and bring the energy of your divine self into your Nadi Bindu. Now see the light of this womb star, your Nadi Bindu, connecting to the womb chakra of all creation, the center of all creation in the universes. And receive this energy of creation itself into your womb chakra. And the essence of this energy is love. You now have greater inner coherence, physical, energetic, mental, emotional, and spiritual. You're connected to to earth and cosmos, balanced in that inner still point, the womb star, the womb chakra, the Nada Bindu. And the guides recommend that we tend to our womb chakras regularly in this way. So this will be a visualization that you can do on an ongoing basis. Now you may simply rest in the Nada Bindu to regenerate, recuperate, recharge, receive all of these energies and allow them to continue to work within you to not only regenerate, recuperate, and recharge for you, but also to help you discharge what isn't serving. Remember, you can discharge into earth, and you can also discharge through that upper pathway to the womb chakra of creation. Or you may now participate in radiating out coherence and love into the collective. So we're going to go into a subtle activism practice to help bring healing into the collective. We do this practice with intention to contribute to the greater good, and we acknowledge that we do not always know what that is. And we do this practice knowing that we are protected and safe. We are held in the womb chakra and heart of the Great Mother. We ask for the assistance of our highest and deepest level guides and allies from the subtle realms, the nature realms, and the starry realms. We ask for the assistance of the guardians and devas of the land where we are. And we now create a membrane of white light between ourselves and the collective that serves as a protective membrane. It only allows through what is for the highest, deepest, and greatest good. And we send out only what is for the highest, deepest, and greatest good. We will receive back only what is for our highest, deepest, and greatest good. Now, see energy building at your Nada Bindu, your womb star. Build the energies of love, compassion, and partnership. Join them with the energies of coherence and harmony. And see the light of your womb star intensifying with these energies. See this energy now flowing out of each of the 14 points of the star in spirals. This energy flows through the protective filter. The womb star radiates all the colors of the spectrum. Now see these energies and light flowing into the matrix, that flow of energy of creation, infusing it with love, increasing the voltage of the energies of the matrix, these energies of creation, increasing the energy available to all of creation. All are connected to the matrix. We radiate love, compassion, and partnership to the webs of all creation. We radiate the energies of coherence and harmony into the webs. And we receive love, compassion, partnership, coherence, and harmony in return through our protective membrane of white light. Allow these to flow into your womb chakra and further illuminate the star at its center. More love, more compassion, more partnership, more coherence, more harmony. Receive. Allowing that still point at the center of our turning world, our Nada Bindu, to become a center of greater coherence for us. We always now have this available to us to rest, regenerate, recuperate, and also discharge what doesn't serve. Now we gradually bring our awareness back through the membrane of white light as we release our subtle activism practice into this physical body in this present time and place. We thank all of our allies for their assistance, and we give our deep gratitude to the Divine Feminine, the Great Mother, and her holy womb chakra. And so it is.